need to tell you what this means to Barsoom. It would take months to penetrate those mighty walls. In fact, the work has already commenced, and there would be little to fear were the engine of the pumping plant to run as it should, and as they all have for hundreds of years now. But the worst, we fear, has happened. The instruments show a rapidly decreasing air pressure on all parts of Barsoom. The engine has stopped. My gentlemen, he concluded, we have at best 3 days to live. There was absolute silence for several minutes, and then a young noble arose, and with his drawn sword held high above his head, addressed Tardos Mors.
The men of Helium have prided themselves that they have ever shown Barsoom how a nation of red men should live. Now is our opportunity to show them how they should die. Let us go about our duties as though 1,000 useful years still lay before us.
The chamber rang with applause, and as there was nothing better to do than to allay the fears of the people by our example, we went our ways with smiles upon our faces and sorrow gnawing at our hearts. When I returned to my palace, I found that the rumor already had reached Asia Thoris, so I told her all that I had heard.
"We have been very happy, John Carter," she said, "and I think whatever fate overtakes us, that it permits us to die together."
The next 2 days brought no noticeable change in the supply of air, but on the morning of the third day, breathing became difficult at the higher altitudes of the rooftops. The avenues and plazas of Helium were filled with people. All business had ceased. For the most part, the people looked bravely into the face of their unalterable doom. Here and there, however, men and women gave way to quiet grief. Toward the middle of the day, many of the weaker commenced to succumb, and within an hour the people of Barsoom were sinking by thousands into the unconsciousness which precedes death by asphyxiation. Dejah Thoris and I, with the other members of the royal family, had collected in a sunken garden within an inner courtyard of the palace. We conversed in low tones, when we conversed at all, as the awe of the grim shadow of death crept over us. Even Wola seemed to feel the weight of the impending calamity, for he pressed close to Dejah Thoris and to me, whining pitifully.